Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Between the two codes with this young kid who played with King's School and rugby was the thing. And he was certainly marked as a superstar of that code as well, but came through to the NRL. Luke Keary, as a teammate, what's flying around the dressing rooms? What's happening inside those four walls?
Yeah, he hasn't said anything to us as a team yet. He obviously took his option up for 24. We know this is happening and good on him. Yeah, good on him. If he's obviously a rugby boy. His main thing, I speak to him a lot, he wants to win a premiership. He wants to win a premiership. He hasn't really spoken about rugby too much, but I know he's all in with us. And then, yeah, I think we're about to see a Sonny Bill-esque type career. Like, he finishes that World Cup, if he goes, he'll be 24 years old. And hopefully we see him again in the NRL at some stage.
It sounds like you think he's going to go and play rugby in that World Cup, Kez?
Just from all the stories, things like Joe hasn't said anything, but... I do know that, yeah, he's a rugby kid. He loves rugby union. They're obviously going to have a big go at him. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
The figures being reported is 1.6 million from 2025. Now, you could almost make a case that the figures might be even more than that. And look, at this point in time of Joseph Suwali's career, he's not going to earn 1.6 million in the NRL. Rugby Australia need a strike under Eddie Jones. They know they need a big kill, and this is the start of it. Where it leads to next will be the big concern for the NRL. If Eddie Jones will continue to prize more NRL talent with rugby background players being targets. My question to you, Kez, would be, how confident are you if this deal goes through, which we expect, will Joey Suwali still be at the Roosters in 2024? We know that rugby wanting for 2025, but you know him well. How confident do you think he'll be there?
Very confident.
Next year?
He's a really good kid, and he wouldn't have taken that option up if he knew he was going. This has happened in a week and two, so he knows what he's doing. He knows. He's a very quiet and confident kid, and none of this has really rattled him much, which has been good to see.
That's an interesting thing, Luke, because we don't know him. We don't hear from him. We don't kind of hear him talking, and there's no massive story about him. So he's kind of...
Doesn't do a lot of interviews.
He's still sort of a mysterious figure to many people.
Yeah. He's got a really good support network around him. He's got his family, his friends from schools, their family. He's got a really good support network. He's very sure of himself. He's a very confident kid. He's very smart. He knows what he's doing, and yeah, to your point, he's taken that option up for a reason, and once he's taken that, he's kind of free to do what he wants.
Does Robbo also help him with those sorts of things, Kez, in relation to how he handles the media or the fact that he doesn't do, a lot of media?
I think that's probably a little bit on the club, and, Sue's pretty quiet type of guy, and I think he's done well. Like, a lot's come, and he's going to have to get used to this because he is one of those superstars of the game. We all want to know what he's doing. It's fascinating to see. It's going to be fascinating to see where his career goes. Will he come back? Will he go? He's just going to have to learn to deal with it, but he's been really good. I've obviously played next to him on the weekends. It hasn't really fazed him much. The Teddy story was a bit... It wasn't true, and it was just, it was a
about
bit personal.
Vying for the fullback position.
It was a bit personal, that one. But it never, you could see it training, he wasn't really affected by it.
You've played rugby yourself, Luke, as a schoolboy. What impact would Joey Suwali have on rugby? What position does he play, and how significant will his impact be?
Yeah, I think he goes over as a centre, could play on the wing. I think you see Israel Folau with him. He's a big... Nearly the same player as Izzy. That big, tall body, fast, can own the air, big, strong ball runner, doesn't play with the ball too much. They've obviously got Max Jorgensen over there, will probably play fullback. But I see him in that. Israel played a bit of fullback, wing, center, probably fit in there.
they do need, if the Wallabies are going to be immensely successful, they probably need some players closer to the ball in action in terms of the numbers 9 and 10. But anyway, that's also a story for later down the track. All right, there, that's the first cap off the rank. Second.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.